From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefane de Mistura, said Tuesday that the situation in Syria has improved dramatically. He said aid shipments to the eastern part of the city of Aleppo would soon be possible.
Sources on the ground, which do matter, including inside Aleppo city, said that the situation has dramatically improved with no airstrikes.
De Mistura hailed what he called the significant drop in violence over the first 24 hours of a ceasefire brokered by the United States and Russia. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that it had received not a single report of combatants or civilians killed by fighting in any areas covered by the truce. Even so, a number of sources have reported scattered violations of the ceasefire. Syria and Israel issued conflicting claims Tuesday about the fate of Israeli military aircraft that conducted airstrikes on the Syrian side of the border in the Golan Heights area. Syria's state-run news agency said an Israeli plane and drone were shot down, but Israel denies that. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres suffered a stroke Tuesday. According to one report, the 93-year-old Mr. Peres had been put in an induced coma in an Israeli hospital. The Nobel laureate is said to be in serious condition. New U.S. Census data show American family incomes rose more than 5% in 2015. Analysts are hailing the news as a turning point in the recovery from the global recession that began in 2007. The data released Tuesday show that the 5.2% gain reaching all geographical regions of the country and all age groups, ending 8 years of stagnant incomes. This is VOA News.